This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the economy's in a tough spot across the board. It doesn't matter what government officials try to tell you and how they want to spin it. Interest rates are climbing higher and higher, and that's causing problems for borrowers, especially in the agriculture sector. We talk about ag operating loans, land loans, financing. All that usually comes with a high price tag. We're talking some very large numbers. And when you combine that with higher interest rates, now you're starting to see those payments creep higher and higher. And we've seen some exponential growth here in the last year or so. We'll find out more right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
So when we look at what interest rates are doing to ag loan payments, we find out from Tate Berg, a senior ag analyst at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, that interest rates have doubled in the past 2 years alone.
Since about early 2021, interest rates for ag producers have increased around 400 basis points. And what that equates to is 4% interest. To put it into perspective, in 2021, during renewal season, a lot of ag producers were getting around 4.5% to 4.6% interest rate for their production loans. Now in 2023, they were being charged about 8.5%. So that's a pretty big increase over 2 years.
In that district, there hasn't been an increase like that since 2007. Now, when we look back at 2007, 2008, we do remember what the economy was doing at that point. We were talking about housing bubbles. We were talking about high gas prices and people that were making the decisions on whether to eat or whether to buy their own medication.
Yep. So we collect data from community banks within the 9th District, and we have data going back to about 2000, 2001. And the last time it was this high was around 2007. So actually about 15, 17 years.
So when you crunch all these numbers together, you're talking about the fact that in just one Federal Reserve District, just one, ag loans are costing over $800 million in just interest payments alone. We're not talking about principal. We're not talking about all the Federal Reserve districts. We're talking one Federal Reserve district, $800 million in interest in just 1 year. And that's an increase of $350 million from just the year before and double what we saw in 2021.
So in 2023, interest expenses for ag production loans in the district totaled about $840 million. Now, to put that in comparison, in 2021, interest expenses for ag production loans was $415 million. And then in 2022, the total interest expense paid was $490 million. So that total interest paid in 2023 is more than double from 2021. So that's a very large increase in 2 years.
Now, when you take those high interest payments and add them to an ever-shrinking profit margin, that's talking about increased input prices, now you're affecting producers all over the country. But remember, everything you're being told, there's no economic problem. Everything is just fine. That's what a lot of folks in D.C. are wanting you to believe. Makes you wonder how often they're looking at their interest payments. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Find all our content online, iowaagnet.com.